Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District, always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. The Lubbock Symphony Orchestra presents concerts this weekend at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center Theater. To find out more, I caught up with Galen Wixon and Donato Cabrera right before Wednesday night's rehearsal in the theater. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're coming to you from the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center Theater, where the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra is playing concerts this weekend, and tickets are available at 762-1688 or at lubbocksymphony.org. Joining me are Galen Wixon, who is the president and CEO of the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, and our guest conductor for the weekend's concerts, Mr. Donato Cabrera. Welcome to you both. Thank you very much for being with us
today. Thanks, Clint. Great to be here.
Galen, take us through the concert and all of the logistical nuts and bolts.
Sure. This one, remember, last concert was Beethoven 9 and all the tremendous assets that we had to put on the stage with the choir and all that instrumentation. This one's a little bit simpler, although I would say musically no less complicated. There's a lot of moving parts here. So we're going to start off with the Huapango by Juan Moncayo, and it's a wonderful short work, but best known probably as the unofficial national anthem of Mexico, and a wonderful work, very expressive, and Huapango, of course, means dance, and it is so much that. It's a dance in large. Right. Next, we will hear a rarely heard work, really, the Bernstein Symphony Number 2, The Age of Anxiety, which was inspired by a poem by W.H. Auden. It's a rather interesting work in that it's a concerto, although it's titled as a symphony. So we have a guest pianist with us, Richard Fountain, and he'll be performing that work. And then after the intermission, we'll hear one of the most loved works in the symphonic repertoire, The Pictures in an Exhibition, of course, by Modeste Mazursky and arranged by Maurice Ravel. And, the work itself stands on its own, but as a programmatic work, as a description of the tour through a gallery or a museum, is very interesting. And Donato was kind enough to conduct education concerts this morning. And in that presentation to the children, he wrote a description of the story of the development of the work. And I learned so much from that. I was one of the students in the audience this morning. It was just a great presentation. So I'll let Donato expand on that a little bit. But to me, this is going to be a tremendous program. And I think people will love it. And again, the chance to hear this Bernstein work with Richard Fountain, it will be a rare opportunity in this hall. I'm certain of that.
Galen Wixon, don't go away. Stay around, and we'll come back to you after we kind of talk through some of the music a little bit. Donato Cabrera, welcome to Lubbock. Welcome to the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra. We're happy that you're here.
Thank you, Clint. I've had a wonderful week working with the orchestra and really excited about Friday and Saturday evening.
Excellent. For people who don't know much about you, tell us just a little bit about you and your journey in music and how you became a conductor.
Well, one of those folks who had this crazy notion of wanting to become a conductor when I was quite young. I was 15 in high school in Reno, Nevada, and I became obsessed with classical music a couple of years before that. And the idea of, well, for me at the time, how was it that every recording of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 sounded a little different? And this idea that a conductor could have such a impact on a piece of music like a Beethoven symphony intrigued me. And also at the time I was very much influenced in a wonderful way by my high school band director, who to this day I consider one of the greatest educators and one of the greatest conductors I've ever seen. So that was the beginning of my interest in conducting, was really through teaching and through the discovery of recordings of classical music and some performances by the local orchestra and the opera company. I then left and headed east. My first stop was at University of Illinois, where I got my master's, and then on to Manhattan School of Music in New York City, where I got a performer's certificate in conducting. And then I had kind of a series of fortunate events that happened that led me to audition for the San Francisco Opera, where I was the resident conductor for 3 years. And then followed some brief stints at the Metropolitan Opera and the Chicago Lyric Opera. And then I was very lucky to audition to become the resident conductor of the San Francisco Symphony for Michael Tilson Thomas, who's a music director. And I was there for 7 years. And that position just ended a little over a year ago. And since then, I've had the opportunity to become the music director of the California Symphony and the Las Vegas Philharmonic, which are my current positions.
Excellent. Great. Well, we're glad you're here. Take us through the musical program, beginning with the Moncayo, is that correct?
Moncayo, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So to just briefly expand on what Galen was just talking about, Huapango has this wonderful particular dance that's really apparent in northern Mexico and also a little bit in Texas. This Huapango Norteño, it's called, and it's this dance in 6/8, and this wonderful sort of cross rhythm that happens throughout the entire piece. So it's actually, I think it's wonderful I have a chance to perform this piece here in Lubbock, because there is such a close connection with this music geographically. And so we've had a wonderful time putting the piece together. It's lots of fun, and indeed it is really like a second national anthem. Is performed practically at the beginning of every season with every Mexican orchestra, along with the national anthem. It's become that famous. And whenever I have performed the piece with various orchestras for, say, Dia de los Muertos concerts, it brings down the house because everyone knows it. Mm-hmm. The second piece, as Galen mentioned, is a real treat for all of us on stage, because it's not that it's not done that much. It's just that the music of Leonard Bernstein is so, we always think of West Side Story, we always think of Candide, that it sort of overshadows all of the other music, which is wonderful music. And this is actually, in terms of his other pieces, is performed, if those two pieces, Candide and West Side Story, are done, and then maybe the Serenade, which is a violin concerto, this is sort of, I would say this is third or fourth on the list of pieces by Bernstein that's performed. What makes it so wonderful is that it's a symphony, but it's also a piano concerto. And it does have a real strong connection to Auden's poem, The Age of Anxiety, and this being the centenary celebration of Bernstein's birth this year, this season. It's a real honor to be a part of that, and I'm sure the audience here in Lubbock, they're really going to enjoy this piece. It's incredibly virtuosic. And of course, Bernstein, there's a duality in Bernstein's music, his need to have a serious statement, but then his incredible facility of just making fun music. And there is a great long section in this piece that's just jazzy Bernstein at his best. The final piece, of course, is the Ravel orchestration of Mussorgsky's piano, virtuosic piano showpiece, Pictures at an Exhibition. And, you know, this is a piece that every orchestra is chomping at the bit to play, And they, every section of the orchestra is used in a virtuosic way, in a really wonderful way, only that Ravel only seems to know how to do something. He's such a master of orchestration. And the way he brought to life this piano piece, I'm whenever I have an opportunity to conduct this, I don't listen to recordings of the orchestra piece, which is wonderful. I always go back and listen to a great performance of the piano piece, of the original piano version, because it just makes my discovery, my rediscovery of Ravel's orchestration that much more just overwhelming. And that was certainly the case when I was bringing this piece back to life into my repertoire for this concert. And so again, this is, I think, every piece on this program, there's something that the Lubbock audience will be able to latch onto and really, really enjoy.
For people who don't know Pictures at an Exhibition, kind of walk us through this a little bit. Galen alluded to it. This is a person in a museum, strolling through the museum looking at paintings.
That's right. This is a musical depiction of 10 paintings by a friend of Mussorgsky, Victor Hartmann. And Hartmann was, tragically, died at quite a young age, 39, I believe. And another friend of theirs in the circle of folks, this art critic and music critic, Stasov, he created an exhibition of Hartmann's works at the Art Academy in St. Petersburg. And so, and there were over 400 paintings and sketches in this exhibition. And Mussorgsky decided to also write, in memoriam of Hartmann's, of his friendship with Hartmann, a piece that depicted this exhibit of this wonderful friend. So there are 10 pictures that one visits along the way, and in between, and also beginning, it begins with this promenade, which is a very sort of noble entry into the exhibit. And then you see the first painting, the gnome, and then the promenade takes you on to every painting of the 10 final paintings. And the final, of course, the final painting is the Great Gate of Kiev, which is a culmination of not only the piece itself, but the promenade has been transformed into this amazing chorale. So it is this, musically, it's a one of a kind piece, and what it's trying to represent is also, it's unparalleled.
Yeah, this is a feast for the orchestra and for the audience.
Indeed,
really,
indeed.
Really is. Well, how exciting. It sounds like a great program.
We've had so much fun putting it together. Every night I can tell people are excited, you know, practicing their parts, and we're going through each one of these wonderful movements of both the Mussorgsky and then the Bernstein, of course, and the Moncayo, and just enjoying each other and enjoying the music.
Galen said you had done some children's concerts. How were the children? Were they receptive to this music?
Well, to be honest, I don't know if I've done many children's concerts, and I love children's concerts. I think it was the very first time I've ever done a concert for high school students. So I didn't know what to think, you know, because high school students can sometimes be a little surly. You never know. You know, they're starting to have their own opinions
right.
about things, which is the way they should be.
Right.
But they were so into it, and they were so receptive to, of course, the Lubbock Symphony has done such a great job of getting them prepared to come to the concert so that they knew what they were getting into, and they knew the music. They could tell that they knew the subject matter, which was crucial. But I had a wonderful time. I felt like I was able to really interact with them on a real way, which is not always the case because you're standing on stage with a light. Sometimes you can't even see the audience, but I felt like I could really connect with them. And so it was a 45-minute concert. We did two of them, and both audiences were really receptive. And I think we gave them a little bit more insight to this music. Of course, what my main goal is for an education concert is for the child to experience something that they only can experience in a concert hall, which is the idea of live music making and the impact live music making has on one's life. It's not so much what happens in between, it's more about just giving them the chance to hear something they can't hear at school. They can't hear it anywhere else but here at the concert hall.
Live music in a hall.
That's right.
Absolutely. Galen Wixon, just to expand on this, what is it like? What do you have to do to make a children's concert, an educational concert, happen?
Well, first, we have to have a wonderful education director. And we happen to have one in Jeanette Marquis, and she did a great job in getting everything sort of prepared. So the first step for us is getting that concept laid out. So what is the theme? Well, this one was pretty easy with the pictures in an exhibition being featured this week. We thought, what a perfect base for us to work from. And so then we had to develop this workbook. It's a guidebook that is distributed to all the schools. It really isn't a booklet. It is a serious publication. And this orchestra, you know, I'm pretty new here, and I discovered that this orchestra's preparation materials are award-winning. I mean, they really are well done and pretty extensive in terms of what they are teaching the kids. From there, then, we have to get the logistics figured out in the hall, so all of those buses have to come in, and then once the kids are here, we have to get them sorted out in the hall into their seats, and then, of course, the rehearsal for the orchestra. Thank goodness Donato was here this week to help us prepare, and then, of course, everything else that goes on during the concert with the stage hands and the piano having to be moved off stage and the lights. So it is, you know, it's a big piece of logistics that we really have to do all together. It's really a team effort.
But it's the future. It's how kids come to music.
That's right.
Enjoy it, as you said, great.
It's the most important thing though, I think we do. And so I would never want to understate the love that we have of doing these performances for the community.
Right. Tell us again how people can get tickets for folks who want to come to the concert.
Mm-hmm. Please call us at 806-762-1688. Go to the website, lubbocksymphony.org, or visit us at our offices on Avenue K.
Wonderful. Galen Wixon, Donato Cabrera, thank you both for taking time right in front of a rehearsal to spend time with me and talk.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you.
This episode of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. Thanks for listening. I'm Clint Barrett.